Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. In this episode called Week of Chill, I'm going to talk about my week of chill. I'm actually on vacation. Well, technically I'm at home, but I don't work. So that's kind of the situation happening right now. So crazy, there was a dog barking and it started just when I started recording, just when I pressed the record button. So it's like, why is this happening? But yeah, never question divine timing, right? Well, my week of chill has begun and I must say it's crazy because we're halfway through. Like today is Wednesday and it's kind of the middle of my vacation, and I have to say it feels good not having to work and like not having a care in the world basically, but I'd need more time to wind down and to really have a break. But lucky me, only 1 month and then I'll have some time to travel and get my proper summer vacation. Quite late actually, but it doesn't matter. So why is it important to chill sometimes, even if we feel like we can, you know, live life on full speed and always power through? And if we are, can you hear that dog? Because I can. What was I saying? I think I said that, yes, I was saying that even though we feel like we can always power and push through, that's not necessarily the case. And oftentimes we feel that when we stop doing everything. So when you drop what you're having to do, when you drop what you think you must do, and you get a break from that, then you can, you know, feel, because you have time for introspection, which you normally don't necessarily have. And those are the moments that we actually feel, or I feel, my fatigue catching up with me, while at the same time feeling more rested because I get to sleep more. So what I'm trying to say here is that it's good if you sometimes have the opportunity to take a break from your duties and your day-to-day life. Spend time with yourself. Spend time with the things that are on your mind that you normally push aside. So I feel like when we slow down, that's the moment when we get ready to speed up and where we lay the foundation and actually understand that living a slow life is not bad at all. Quite the opposite. Going slow but steady is so much better than being inconsistent. I'm noticing that with my drawing project, which is now kind of becoming a chore, to be quite honest. I've been working on the same drawing for like almost 4 weeks, so there's an end in sight, but it's still a way to go. Like I'm 2/3 through basically, and it's very detailed. If you want to catch a glimpse of it, you can follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I'm at World of Vila on both, and I regularly post updates there and on YouTube Shorts. So I guess my week of chill isn't really a week of chill. It's more like a week of introspection, which feels good. So I totally recommend. And yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to share. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Please subscribe and rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That helps me out a lot. I'll catch you very soon. Bye.